Hey, this is Joanne. It's been a little while, a couple of days since we did a last podcast. We've been busy. It's busy this time of year. So we are we're more than halfway done with the annual election period. However, we're busy all year long, which is so funny. So people ask us, well, what do you do the rest of the year? Well, people retire all year long. People turn 65 all year long, so we're pretty busy all the time. And this year's been a little extra crazy in terms of commercials. I have just picked up on so many Medicare commercials this year, and it just shows you the size of the industry. 11,000 people a day turning 65. It's a huge, huge, huge market. The flyers, the postcards, the phone calls, the stuff that you all tell us about are just unbelievable. I don't envy your situation trying to understand Medicare and try and transition to it. It's hard. It's hard enough as alone, and it's hard enough when you're getting all this conflicting advice. So here's just a tip you can have. Just collect all your information, and seriously, our advice is just be logical. Write your questions down on a piece of paper. How old school is that, right? Just put it down on a piece of paper. Either call us, text us, email us, chat function on the website. There's a whole bunch of ways you can connect with us, but put your questions down. It's that simple. And then if you need to make 2, 3, 4 phone calls to different agents, do that. It's totally worth not making a long-term mistake with Medicare. The commercials out there, and especially that Joe Namath commercial right now that is just driving us crazy, it is having Joe Namath out there saying that, boy, if you sign up for this plan and call one of our agents immediately, you're going to get these 26 extra things thrown into your plan for zero. It's going to cost you nothing. So you as the consumer sit there thinking, well, gosh, I don't have any of that stuff that they set me up with. And then you call and you don't even know what you bought. I will guarantee you don't know what you bought. And when you know when you're going to find out what you bought, you're going to find out when something happens with your health. That's what you're going to find out. Now you're going to call us and say, well, I didn't know this. I didn't know it did this. Help. We can't help you all the time. All right. So you got to be careful. You got to be proactive. Unfortunately, you got to understand a little bit of what you're buying. So, you know, we try and coach you through the important things that really, really you got to understand. But if you don't, make a stinking list of questions and then ask your questions. So our consultations are no charge. It's just a conversation. Get in our system, get our information. If you get some of our information, you can avoid mistakes, such as Mary called me from Texas, and she's one of my clients, that she said, I watched your video last month, and gosh, I knew exactly what was transpiring with this phone call because I watched it. So what happened was I had put her into a prescription drug plan. She lives in Texas, and she knew from watching our clip last month that the companies, the prescription drug carriers, will contact people directly. And they will come to you and they offer other products besides prescription drug plans. So they weren't just doing a courtesy call to Mary saying, hey, how's your plan going? They are calling to say, hey, you know what? We offer a whole bunch of other things in your area. And do you realize you can have A, B, C, D, E, and F for free? And you're paying $14 a month for a drug plan? Why would you do that, Mary? So they're very good and they're very skilled at making you feel kind of stupid, basically. Like, well, why am I buying this? And you're questioning yourself. So if you're not coming back to your agent saying, well, why am I doing this? And we have to re-explain it again. You don't know what you're buying. You don't know what you're doing. So they catch a ton of people just signing off on the dotted line. And then guess what? You've enrolled yourself into a Medicare Advantage plan and you had no idea you did it. No idea at all. Well, Mary doesn't want that. We went over that when we signed them up. So you have to be super careful about answering the phone. A lot of people we know don't even answer the phone anymore. So it is just, it's designed to be complex. It's designed to be confusing. It's designed to take your money. And that's all my opinion. But it's just a massive industry. You just got to be really careful. So head to our website if you'd like to. You can go and we have a name change coming up. So we are you're hearing it here for one of the first times. We are changing our company name to Giardini Medicare. We have some conflicts with some other boomer type agencies in the country. They do a great job. We don't want the cross confusion any longer, so we are changing that. Sometimes people call looking for me in Texas. Well, I'm not in Texas. I'm in Michigan. So we don't need the cross confusion any longer. So we're going to be Giardini Medicare. Giardini is often confused with Ghirardelli chocolate. So think of Chocolate Medicare. We are actually going to change our domain name, one of them, and we're going to route it from Chocolate Medicare. People will never forget the Chocolate Medicare people. So just being silly aside, we are changing that, but you can go to boomerhealthgroup.com or gmedicareteam.com and eventually chocolatemedicare.com, and we will route it to the same place. So we have the vault for your information. We've got our main website. We've got the chat function. We've got people on phones, text messages. There's a ton of ways to communicate with us. So anyway, get either a second opinion, get a first opinion, ask information, refer your friends and family over. You are all inundated with bad help, and we're here to be good help. It's kind of simple. It's not rocket science. When you know your stuff and do a good job, it kind of works. And don't forget your people that are transitioning from the workplace. That's probably our specialty zone in helping people leave employer coverage and get into the Medicare system and understand how it works, how it's very, very different from the workplace. Things you have to be aware of with COBRA, with employer verification forms, with, you know, things like that that are very different from the workplace. So financial advisors send a lot of people to us, CPAs and such, group insurance people. But be careful about transitioning. That's your time when you are making your first Medicare choices. And you really should take some time to get those right, because they can have long-term impacts if you don't get them correct, okay? Anyway, have a great rest of the week. We are buried in 10 inches of snow up here in Michigan. We have our South Carolina, Texas, Florida people kind of laughing at us, but you'll have your 20 degrees. So anyway, take care. Have a good day, everybody.